Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 3, 1806. North by Northeast. The road the Corps are on today bears mostly northeast. The ecological observations that Lewis writes in his journal describe a shift in vegetation. No more rabbit bush and sagebrush growing in dry sandy soil. The land in this area, known as the steppe region, is more fertile and characterized by perennial bunch grasses, such as bluegrass, wheatgrass, Idaho fescue, and Sandburg bluegrass. Captain Lewis writes today about his observations.
This morning we set out at 7 a.m., steered north 25, east 25 minutes. Through a high level plain, the hills are high and abrupt. The land of the plains is much more fertile than below, less sand and covered with taller grass. Very little of the aromatic shrubs appear in this part of the plain. We halted and dined, after which we again proceeded north 45, east 3 minutes, through the high plains to a small creek 5 yards wide, branch of the Kimunum Creek. This stream falls into the creek some miles below. We continue our route up this creek on its north side, north 75, east 7 minutes. Here we met with Wiarkkum, whom we have usually distinguished by the name of the Bighorn Chief, from the circumstance of his always wearing a horn of that animal suspended by a cord to his left arm. He is the first chief of a large band of the Shipunish Nation. This man went down Lewis's River by land as we descended it by water last fall, quite to the Columbia, and I believe was very instrumental in procuring us a hospitable and friendly reception among the natives. Here we encamped in a small grove of cottonwood trees, which in some measure broke the violence of the wind. We came 28 miles today. Our guide and 3 young Walla Wallas left us this morning rather abruptly, and we have seen nothing of them since. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 3, 1806.
The small creek the Corps were following is now known as Pataha Creek in Garfield County. Chief Bighorn's real name was Apash Wayakeket, meaning Flint Necklace. Men of the same name, very likely his son and grandson, were later among the most prominent Nez Perce leaders known to the whites as Looking Glass Senior and Junior. The latter was a leading figure in the War of 1877, in which he was killed. It's probably no coincidence that the 3 Walla Walla Indians and the Chipunish guide traveling upriver with the captains made a sudden departure from the expedition at the same place that Old Toby, the captain's guide on the way downriver, made his sudden departure from the expedition last fall. Perhaps there was a superstition at play here, or there was a territorial boundary where the Indians from below would not go farther up, and those above would not go farther down. In any event, these departures were not the result of any ill feeling toward the Corps. Tomorrow, an old guide.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.